Blog Talk Radio.
God standeth in the congregation of the mighty, the mighty, the mighty, the mighty, the mighty, the mighty.
Elohim nitzav ba'adat el, 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 el.
He judgeth among the gods, the gods, the gods, the gods, the gods, the gods.
Bekerev Elohim yishpot.
How long will ye judge unjustly and accept the persons of the wicked? Selah. Defend the poor and fatherless. Do justice to the afflicted and needy. Deliver the poor and needy. Rid them out of the hand of the wicked. They know not, neither will they understand. They walk on in darkness. All the foundations of the earth are out of course. I have said, ye are gods, and all of you are children of the Most High. But ye shall die like men, and fall like one of the princes. Arise, O God, judge the earth, for thou shalt inherit all nations, 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 inherit all nations.
I'm gonna testify.
For from the rising of the sun, even unto the going down of the same, my name shall be great among the Gentiles. And in every place incense shall be offered unto my name, and a pure offering. For my name shall be great among the heathen, saith the Lord of hosts, 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 saith the Lord of hosts.
מזמור פלבט, מזמור לאסף. אלוהים ניצב בעדת אל, בקרב אלוהים ישפוט. עד מתי תשפטו עוול, ופני רשעים תישאו סלע? שפטו דל ויתום, עני ורש הצדיקו. פלטו דל ואביון, מיד רשעים הצילו. לא ידעו ולא יבינו, בחשיכה יתהלכו, ימותו כל מוסדי ארץ. אני אמרתי, אלוהים אתם, ובני עליון כולכם. אכן כאדם תמותון, וכאחד הסתרים תפולו. קומה אלוהים, שפטה הארץ, כי אתה תנחל בכל הגויים.
Psalm 82.
Mizmor Pevet, Mizmor Le'asav.
God standeth in the congregation of the mighty.
Elohim nitzav ba'adat el.
He judgeth among the gods. The gods. The gods. The gods. The gods. The gods.
Bekerem Elohim yishkot.
How long will ye judge unjustly and accept the persons of the wicked? Selah. Defend the poor and fatherless. Do justice to the afflicted and needy. Deliver the poor and needy. Rid them out of the hand of the wicked. They know not, neither will they understand. They walk on in darkness. All the foundations of the earth are out of course. I have said, ye are gods, and all of you are children of the Most High. He shall die like men and fall like one of the princes. Arise, O God, judge the earth, for thou shalt inherit all nations, 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 inherit all
Shema Yisrael, 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 Yisrael.
The Lord our God, 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 God.
Adonai Eloheinu, 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 Eloheinu.
Is one Lord, 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 Lord.
Adonai Echad, 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 Adonai Echad.
And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy might, might, might. And these words which I command thee this day shall be in thine heart, and thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children, and shalt talk of them when thou sittest in thine house, and when thou walkest by the way, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up. And thou shalt bind them for a sign upon thine hand, and they shall be as frontlets between thine eyes. And thou shalt write them upon the posts of thy house, and on thy gates, my 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 gates. And it shall come to pass, if ye shall hearken diligently unto my commandments which I command you this day, to love the Lord your God, and to serve him with all your heart and with all your soul, that I will give you the rain of your land in his due season, the first rain and the latter rain, that thou mayest gather in thy corn, and thy wine, and thine oil. And I will send grass in thy fields for thy cattle, that thou mayest eat and be full. Take heed to yourselves, that your heart be not deceived, and ye turn aside and serve other gods and worship them. And then the Lord's wrath be kindled against you, and he shut up the heaven, that there be no rain, and that the land yield not her fruit, and lest ye perish quickly from off the good land which the Lord giveth you. Therefore shall ye lay up these my words in your heart and in your soul, and bind them for a sign upon your hand, that they may be as frontlets between your eyes. And ye shall teach them your children, speaking of them when thou sittest in thine house, and when thou walkest by the way, when thou liest down and when thou risest up. And thou shalt write them upon the doorposts of thine house and upon thy gates, that your days may be multiplied, and the days of your children, in the land which the Lord sware unto your fathers to give them, as the days of heaven upon the earth, 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 upon the earth. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Speak unto the children of Israel, and bid them that they make them fringes in the borders of their garments throughout their generations, and that they put upon the fringe of the borders a riband of blue, and it shall be unto you for a fringe, that ye may look upon it, and remember all the commandments of the Lord, and do them, and that ye seek not after your own heart and your own eyes, after which ye used to go a-whoring, that ye may remember and do all my commandments, and be holy unto your God. I am the Lord your God, which brought you out of the land of Egypt to be your God. I am the Lord your God, O 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 God.
My advice to all, advice to all, advice to all, advice to all, is to fulfill the Ten Commandments.
Fulfill the Ten Commandments.
Fulfill the Ten Commandments.
Fulfill the Ten Commandments.
Fulfill the Ten Commandments. You are aware of the contents of the Ten Commandments,
of the Ten
and can elaborate on
hand, elaborate on
hand, elaborate.
Here we have today's daily psalm. We have psalm
36. Mizmor lamedvav lamnatzeach le'ebed Adonai le'David. 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 Ne'um pesha l'arashah bekerev libi. 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 Libi.
The transgression of the wicked seth within my heart. My heart. My heart. My heart. My heart. My heart.
En pachad Elohim leneged einav, 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 einav.
That there is no fear of God before his eyes, before his eyes, before his eyes, before his eyes, before his eyes.
Ki hechelik elav be'enav, 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 be'enav.
For he flattereth himself in his own eyes, his own eyes, his own eyes, until his iniquity be found to be hateful, to be hateful, to be hateful, to be hateful, to be hateful.
Limcho avono lisno, 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 lisno.
The words of his mouth are iniquity and deceit. He hath left off to be wise and to do good. He deviseth mischief upon his bed. He setteth himself in a way that is not good. He abhorreth not evil. Thy mercy, O Lord, is in the heavens, and thy faithfulness reacheth unto the clouds. Thy righteousness is like the great mountains. Thy judgments are a great deep. O Lord, thou preservest man and beast. How excellent is thy loving kindness, O God! Therefore the children of men put their trust under the shadow of thy wings. They shall be abundantly satisfied with the fatness of thy house, and thou shalt make them drink of the river of thy pleasures. For with thee is the fountain of life. In thy light shall we see light. O, continue thy loving kindness unto them that know thee, and thy righteousness to the upright in heart. Let not the foot of pride come against me, and let not the hand of the wicked remove me. There are the workers of iniquity fallen. They are cast down, and shall not be able to rise, 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 to rise.
Yes. Here we have today's daily psalm, Psalm 36. And previously it came up in the season with the Rastafari sabbatical study, the weekly Torah portion 14, the previous Wayera. And here we have the psalm for this, for the 15th bowl. So I'd like to share a couple of first words right here. The Rasha, this is concerning the heart, as we have in today's daily psalm concerning the heart. One more time, the Kapella with the Hebrew highlights right here. Opening psalm portion 36. Today's daily psalm.
Mizmor lamedvav lamnatzeyach le'ebed Adonai le'David. Ne'um pesha l'arasha bekerev libi.
The transgression of the wicked saith within my heart.
En pachad Elohim leneged enav.
That there is no fear of God before his eyes.
Ki hechelik elav be'enav.
For he flattereth himself in his own eyes, until his iniquity be found to be hateful.
Limcho avono lisno.
That part right there. Yeah.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
So here, a Targum interpretation to Rasha, kind of a study sermon, so to speak, but going into a study on the reasoning right here in connection to the 14th sabbatical study, and here moving into the 15th, Pharaoh's heart. In fact, when talk about the hardening of Pharaoh's heart, more ones and ones are beginning to study and begin to see that the words used in the Sefer Shemot, in the Exodus, Yetziat Mitzrayim narrative, the Exodus translated now to KJV for harden, there are at least three different words that I use, and they don't necessarily mean harden in the sense of hardening. We'll get into that study as we move forward, but right here, in connection with today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of Ethiopian Hebrews, after the order of Melchizedek, we have Psalm 36.
Shema Yisrael. Lamed, wow. Mizmor Lamed Vav. Mizmor, Lamnatz Eyach, Mizmor, Lamed, wow. Mizmor, Lamed, wow. Lamnatz Eyach, Le'evda Yehovah, Le'David. Lamnatz Eyach, Le'eved Yehovah, Le'David. Lamnatz Eyach, Le'evedi Yehovah, Le'David. Neuma peshaa la rasha'a bekarev levi eina pachad Elohim leneged aynayu. For the leader, the chief musician, a psalm of David, the servant of Hashem, of Yod Hey Weh Hey of Adonai. La menatzeach le eved Yehovah, le evedi Yahuwah le David. Neum pesha, la rasha, bikareva levi. Transgression speaketh to the wicked, the ratchet. Speaketh to the wicked, the ratchet, neum. Interesting set of words right here we have in today's daily psalm, Psalm 36, the Lamed. We have the Lamed Gimel. And the psalms in this series of psalms here, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, is particularly interesting, thematically speaking of the theme Chavarim and the fellow Talmudim and our fellow disciples. And here, giving an ear to what the small still voice of Rabboni, Robeinu Yeshua HaMoshiach, I and our rabbis teaching, I and our spirit and truth, as one of the fellows and even the student teachers, but student tutor here. Let me share a couple of first words right here on today's daily psalm, the 36th psalm. to chief musician, a psalm of the of David. Interesting, David, le eved Yehovah, le ebedi Yehovah, le ebedi Yehovah, le ebedi Yehovah, le David, the eved Yehovah, the eved of Hashem, the eved of Adonai. He is the servant, the eved, le eved Adonai, le David. Transgression of the wicked saith. Now, KJV here has the transgression of the wicked saith within my heart. Then there's the italicization. And we've been speaking a lot of the italicization, especially at that at the first degrees, the basic, just the basic levels, KJV. You know, hopefully ones and ones have their scripts, you know, if they are able to be in the studies, but when they get a chance, opportunity, check out the KJV and also get a good Scofield Study Bible, Chavarim. Right, a good Scofield Study Bible. Interesting, the theme of today's daily psalm. And let's just bring some of the other tools that we have here as well. Because for a workman, it says, study to shew thyself approved to Elohim as a workman that need not be ashamed. Rightly dividing or explaining, right, to explain dividing the word of truth. You're hearing a bunch of words and you take the true, right, that which is true in your sight, you know, because you have the right study, the right perspective of heart and mind. So study to show yourself approved as a workman that need not be ashamed, because there might be ones doing work, but they have not studied. So we need the tools as well, right? So one of the tools is the Bible, the scripture, Scofield Study Bible, Basic English. Now here in the Basic English, we have the superscription. We touched on that. To the chief musician, a psalm. Now note the psalm word. A psalm is italicized because it's not there in the Hebrew. In the Hebrew we have Lamenatseach le Abediyawah le Dawi. So we have to the chief musician of David, the servant of the Lord. That's what will be there. But now, of course, we have a psalm because it helps to kind of supply the sense, especially for the Western Gentile, the reader. But here, in returning to the groundation, the roots, we have the transgression of the wicked saith, it says in the KJV, within my heart, that there is no fear of God before his eyes. No fear of God before his eyes. Now, I note right here in my Bible, the hard copy, I circled in a red pen, my heart. There in the first verse. Second verse I circled until. And then I also circled to be hateful. As my heart until to be hateful. These are the words I circled. I'll take a snapshot, you know, a snapshot of it so ones and ones can see it. Now, what I did, I used to do in my older Bibles, I had another Bible. It wasn't a Scofield Study Bible. It was a KJV. It was actually one that had even, you know, King James, the preface, like the Mechdem, you know, that he had. Very, very interesting read. You know, it had some of the early things that were published in the first one. A lot of us, we have the King James Version, but there was additional, you know, that's why some point to the 1611 and certain other documents. And I would share that with them as far as getting a fuller fold. That's why we recommend the Scofield Study Bible. But right here, getting into today's daily psalm, and just right here at the gate, you know how we like to do the Abugi, right? Abugi or the ABGs. The first three verses often to get a good context of the psalm. So here we have divine loving kindness. Today's daily psalm is themed as divine loving kindness, themed that way in the Sefer Tehillim here in the Hebrew Psalter. Right? The main theme is the attributes of Elohim. The main theme in today's daily psalm is the attributes, the midot of Ha-Elohim, particularly his love for his creatures, his love for his creation. Its glory is brought into prominence by being set beside the sinfulness, the awkfulness of the wicked, of the ratchet, the rasha, the rasha'i. Now, the poem in the Kufu Roach by Marinya speaking, the poem, it begins with a characterization of the godless, the characterization of the jahless, those without jah, but soon turns from their sordidness to extol, to big up, to dig up the goodness of the true good, the true God, HaElohim, in language of striking beauty. This is what we have in today's daily psalm as a basic overview of the Lamed Wow. Lamed Wow. Some might say Lamed Vav. Lamed Wow. Psalm XXXVI. Psalm 36. And here this psalm here in the royal orders, today's daily psalm. Psalm 36. Though evil men, ratchet men, plan to harm and to hurt others, the psalmist and I and we of the Church of the Firstborn, of the new name, that precious name, Rastafari, we are confident in the victory, the Yeshua, the victory, salvation of the good over the evil, that Ha'adon, that Adonai, Jah, Rastafari is the just ruler. Right, the just ruler of the earth, earth's rightful ruler, who gives and sustains, the sustainer of the light of the firstborn of the chosen nation, sustains all life, the sustainer, Egeziabihar, the good, the generous Ab Father. So I and I pray, speak words, sound and powerful, divine, I find baraka, blessing and protection, guidance and protection, and anticipating, this is the key, anticipating, looking forward to judgment of the wicked, of the ratchet. This is what this psalm, today's daily psalm, is all about. So looking at this first verse right here, let's take a look at this first verse right here, particularly in the Hebrew. So what we have in today's daily psalm, let's just look at this right here. We have the Aleph verse in the Hebrew. The Aleph verse, the first verse, is a superscription. So that means the verses are off by one particular verse. Just to point that out to the brothers and the sisters right there. But in the English, we have this. It says, the transgression of the wicked saith within my heart that there is no fear of God before his eyes. Now here in the Hebrew, the Sefer Tehillim, we have Neuma Pesha La Rasha Bikareva Libi Bikareva Libi Eina Pachad Elohim Linegeda Ainayo Lineged Ainayo Ainayo. The translation, transgression, speaketh to the wicked, methinks. There is no fear of God, Elohim, Malet, let's say Elohim, before his eyes. Ain pachad, there's no fear, there's no dread. Ain, without pachad, without any fear or dread of Elohim. Ain pachad Elohim, lin neged aynayo, before his eyes. So the first word we have is ne'um, ne'um. In the Hebrew text, the word ne'um, a ne'um is oracle. And this appears at the beginning of the next verse as well. We have this at the beginning of the next verse. We have an oracle. Interesting. We have an oracle, right? It's like verse 2, like in verse 2 right here, for he is too proud to recognize and to give up his uckery. Right? In the Hebrew text, because the superscription is considered verse 1. The superscription is considered verse 1. So the resulting reading is an oracle of the rebellion of the wicked is in the midst of my heart, is how some Bibles translate it, looking again at the Hebrew. That's what we have here, the Ne'um Pesha'a La Rasha Bekarev Levi would be translated as an oracle of rebellion for the wicked is in the midst of my heart, apparently means, some say, that the psalm, the Mizmor, which foresees the downfall of the wicked, of the ratchet, the Rasha'im, is a prophetic oracle. So some look at this based on this first word we have, Ne'um, the oracle. Based on this prophetic oracle about the rebellion of the wicked, which emerges from the soul of the psalmist. So this oracle against the rebellion of the wicked, right, is emerging, we could say even emanating in that sense, coming forward, coming out from the soul of the psalmist. And who is the psalmist here? Le'evedi Yahuwah, of David, the servant of Adonai, the servant of Hashem.
Yod Hey Weh Hey. So one could translate as, here is a poem written as I reflected on the rebellious character of evil or ratchet men, based on this superscription in the Hebrew. Nu'um Pesha. Nu'um Pesha La Rasha. Bikareva Levi. Instead of what we have here, transgression speaketh to the wicked, methinks, or in the KJV, the transgression of the wicked saith within my heart. Then they put in the italicization that there is, and then outside of that, no fear of the of Elohim before his eyes. So the transgression of the wicked saith within my heart, no fear of Elohim before his eyes. In that context, does that work? Another option followed in translation above is to attach, right, the Ne'um, or oracle, with the superscription. For another example of a Davidic poem beginning and being labeled an oracle, we have in Second Samuel chapter 23 and 1, where it says, these are the final words of David, of Dawid. It begins off in the Hebrew as the oracle of David, Dawid, son of Jesse. The oracle, the Ne'um, the oracle of the man raised up as the ruler chosen by the Elohai Haliyai of Yaakov, Yisrael's beloved singer of songs, the sweet singer of Yisrael. So the rebellion of the evil man is in the midst of my heart. The translation assumes that sort of translation, a reading in the midst of my heart, where it uses in the Hebrew bikarev or kareb libi, in the midst of my heart, libi. The translation assuming the midst of his heart to the core instead of in the midst of my heart, a change which finds, some say, support in a few of the medieval Hebrew manuscripts, like MSS. Now, the Hebrew text of Oregon's Hexapla, or Hexapla, H-E-X-A-P-L-A, and the Syriac as well. The Hebrew brings out, there is no dread of Elohim. Ein pachad Elohim l'neged anayo. Before his eyes, there is no dread. Ein pachad Elohim. There's no dread, pachad, of Elohim before his eyes. L'neged aynayo, before his eyes. The phrase dread of God, the dread of God, the pachad Elohim. It refers to a healthy respect or aspect for HaElohim, the true good, the true God, which recognizes that He who he be, will punish evil behavior, or that there are consequences, especially in the blameless creator's creation, there's a consequence. Or one may look at it as that Elohim signifying the judgment name, or the Shofet Mishpot name, will judge and will bring it into judgment, unlike the atheistic sentiment riding through some of the Psalms, even in this season, where it says, Ain Elohim, that there is no Elohim, Hebraically to imply that there is no judgment, do what thou wilt. It goes on as it always does. Look, there's some evil, bad thing happened, and if there was a God, somebody will punish them. That sort of Ain Elohim attitude. As far as Elohim not existing, in the sense of there's no God, that is not the Hebraic sense. That right there, that's a philosophical bullshit, basically. And most people will say, well, I'm an atheist, there's no God. That's your God. You know God is your God. But they don't understand what God is. And that's maybe the problem right there. But anyway, this is just an opening right here, looking at this first, you know, this first opening verse right here, the divine loving kindness, the divine loving kind man. And we're going to pick up on this a little bit more. Take a Selassie
is our master, yeah. Yes. We're going to pick up with the first three aliyot. First three aliyot here for the 15th weekly Torah portion, reading and feeding for this Shabbat Bo, Sabbath go in, like enter in, go in. You know, like when somebody says, and he went in on him. You know, this is what Moshe and Aharon are called to do, go in on Paro. And this whole heart situation, Pharaoh's heart. Yeah. Let's pick up right here for a few audio.
Selassie's our master, yeah. For the enemies are confounded.
In other words, you know, the ancient, some of the beliefs of the ancient Mitzrayim, the Tawi, people of the two lands called the ancient Egyptians, was concerning this weighing of the heart. You remember that? The weighing of the heart. Well, yeah, heavy, heavy, heavy. Yeah, weight is the heavy load. Right here, let's pick up the first three Aliyot right here for this
sabbatical. Glory be to the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Glory be. Glory be. We're going to ride up, right up here for this Shabbat Shalom, Shabbat Shalom, and for this 15th weekly Torah portion reading and feeding for this sabbatical study, RSS number 15, Bo Gibba, go in, Bo Il Paro, go into Pharaoh. This week's Torah portion reading and feeding the Aliyah from the Torah. Exodus chapter 10, picking up with Exodus chapter 10 for this third reading from the second book of Moshe, the Hebrew book called Exodus. So picking up Exodus chapter 10 and verse 1 to Exodus chapter 13, verse 16. For this 15th RSS, Rastafari Sabbatical Study, and in our annual Shana Cycle of Torah portion reading and feedings for this Shabbat Strong Hebrew First Words. Yes, I. B'shem ha'am v'habein v'ruach ha'kadosh Yahuwah Ahad. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, He who be, we be, the One, the One, the One. The one.
Shemot Bo Yod. Tait Vav, Tait Wow, Tait Wow, Tait Wow. And here, 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 Shema Yisra, here, 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 here for the Rishon Aliyah, here for the first reading, the first Aliyah, the first up offering here for this Shabbat, Shabbat Bo, Sabbath, go in. Here, picking up with the second book of Moshe, the Hebrew book called Exodus, here, Exodus chapter 10, for the third reading here in this second book of Moshe, the Hebrew book called Exodus, Exodus chapter 10, the contest with Pharaoh, the eighth demand. Vayomeri Yehovah il Moshe, bo il paro, ki ani yachikavati eta livo eta lev vadayo. Lima'ana shitiya ototai eile b'kirbo, kirbo, kirbo. And Jehovah said to Moshe, Wayomer Yahuwah il Moshe, go in, bo, go in to Paro, bo, il Paro. For I have hardened his heart, ki ani tikavati etalibo, and the heart of his servants, that I might show these my signs in the midst, of them, Li'ma'ana shiti ototai eile bikirbo, and that thou mayest tell in the ears of thy son and of thy son's son what I have wrought in Mitzrayim, and my signs which I have done among them, that ye, that y'all may know, ki ani Yehovah, that I be Jehovah. Ulema'ana tisapira bi'azneya vineta uvena bineka eta asher hita alaletiya bi'mitzrayi we eto totaya asher samti vam. We are da'item ki ani Yehovah, And Moses, Moshe, and Aharon, and Aaron went into Pharaoh and said to him, Koh Hamari Yahuwah Elohei HaEvri, Adamataya Meya Anta Leya Anota Mipanaya Shalach Ami Ya'avduni. And Moses and Aaron went in to Paro, to Pharaoh, Wayavo Moshe with Aharon illa Paro, and said to him, Wayomru Elayo, thus, like this saith Yahweh Jehovah, the Elohim of the Hebrews, Kohamari Yahweh Elohei HaEvri, how long, Adamatai, how long, Adamatai, how long wilt thou that I refuse to humble thyself before me? Before I, Admataya Meya Anta Leya Anota Mipanai, Panai, let my people go, that they may serve me, that they may serve I. Shalach Ami, Ya'avduni, else, if thou that I refuse to let my people go, send them forth, let them go. Behold, tomorrow will I bring locusts into thy border. Ki ima ma'ina ata le shaleach et ami hini me'yavia machara arbe bia gevuleka, and they shall cover the face of the earth that one may not be able to see the earth, and they shall eat the residue of that which is escaped, which remaineth to you from the hail, and shall eat every tree which groweth for you out of the field. With kisa eta aina haareta ulo yukala yerota eta haareta with akala. Eta yetera hapalita ha nisha erata lakem mina ha barada wi akala eta kola ha eta ha tomeyach lakem mina ha sade, and thy houses shall be filled, and the houses of all thy servants, and the houses of all the Mitzrayim, of all the Egyptians, as neither thy fathers, thy patriarchs, nor thy fathers' fathers, thy patriarchs have seen, since the day that they were upon the earth to this day. O maloa vateka, o vate kola vadeka, o vate kola mitrai, asha lo rao voteka, wai vota voteka, mia yoma hea yotam, alaha adama, adahayom haze. And he turned, and went out, from Pharaoh, and Pharaoh's servants said to him, Wayomru avode Pharaoh helayo. Adamataya, yehye zehelanua lia mokesha, shalach eta haanshi, waya ya avdu eti Yehowa Elohim, het remateda kia avda mitraim. And Pharaoh's servant said to him, how long, Adamatai, how long shall this man be a snare to us? Adam Matai, Yehye Zehelanu Alem, 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 Adam Matai, Yehye Zehelanu Alem, Mokesh. How long shall this man be a snare to us? Adam Matai, Yehye Zehelanu Alem, Mokesh.
let the men go. Shalach et ha'anshim, that they may serve Yahuwah Jehovah, their Elohim, while Ya'avudu eti Yahuwah Eloheim. Knowest thou not yet that Mitzrayim, that Egypt, that Kemet is destroyed? Het remate da'a ki avda Mitzrayim. And Moses and Aaron were brought again to Paro, to Pharaoh. 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 The contest with Paro, with Pharaoh, the third compromise refused. Verse 8. And Moshe and Aharon and Aaron were brought again to Paro. And he said to them, go serve Yahuwah, Jehovah, your Elohim, your nature. But who they... That shall go.
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 Why are you shav eta Moshe weta Aaron illa Paro? And he said to them, Vayomer elehem, lekhu ivdu eti Yehova Elohekem. Me, wa me, ha holkim. Go, try, try,
try.
Serve Jehovah, your Elohim. Lekhu, ayivdu eti Yehovah Elohekem. But who are they that shall go? Me. Oh, me, ha-holkim. Who and who? Me. Oh, me, ha-holkim. But who and who are they that shall go, that shall try? And Moshe said, we will go with our young and with our old, with our sons and with our daughters, with our flocks and with our herds will we go. We will go, for we must hold a feast to Jah,
to
Jah,
to Jah,
to Jah, to Jah, to Jah, to Jah, to Jah, to Jah, to Jah, to Jah, to Jah, Be va nenu uva viva notenu be so nenu uviva karenu nelech ki hagi Yehovah lanu. And he said to them, Vayomer lehem, so be Yahuwah Jehovah with you, as I will let you go, and your little ones, your little ones, see y'all. That evil is before your face. Vayomer lehem, yehi yakein Yehovah imekem ka'asher shalacha etekem ve'etatapekem ru ki ra'a neged panekem. See that ra'a is before your face. Ru. Ki ra'ah negeda p'nekem. Not so. Go now, ye, y'all, that are men, and serve Yahuwah and serve Jehovah. For that is what y'all desire. Lo kein, not so. Lo kein, l'ku, go, try. L'ku na, try now. Go now, l'ku na. Ha, gevari, ha? Givarim, y'all that are men, we'ivdu eti Yehovah and serve Jehovah. Ki otaha atem bevakshim. That is what you desire. That is what you desire. Ki otaha atem bevakshim. Vaya garesha otam me'eta b'nei faro. And they were driven out of Paro's presence, out of the great house's face and perception, 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 perception. The contest with Pharaoh, here for the Sheni Aliyah, here for this Shabbat bow, Sabbath go in, here for the Sheni Aliyah, the Sheni, the second up offering, second reading here for this Shabbat. Here, second book of Moshe, Hebrew book called Exodus, Exodus chapter 10 here at verse 12. The contest with Pharaoh, with Pharaoh, the 11th miracle, the 11th miracle, the 8th judgment here at verse 12 for the Sheni Aliyah, for this Shabbat, Shabbat bow. Vayomeri Yehovah el Moshe, nite yadika Allah aretz Mitzrayim ba'arebe, Allah aretz Mitzrayim, yokala aisev, ha aretz etakola shara hishair. Habarad. And Yahuwah Jehovah said to Moshe, stretch out thine hand over the land of Mitzrayim, over the land of Egypt, for the locusts, that they may come up upon the land of Mitzrayim, upon the land of Egypt, and eat every herb of the land, Ethan. All that the hail hath left. Vayomer Yahuwah, and Jehovah said, Vayomer Yahuwah, il Moshe, and Jehovah said to Moshe, Nitei Yadika, stretch out, Nitei Yadika, stretch out thine hand, Nitei Yadika, Allah Eretz Mitzrayim, stretch out thy hand over the land of Egypt. Ba'arebe, by way of the locusts, for the locusts, Ba'arebe. That they may come up upon the land of Mitzrayim, upon the land of Egypt, and eat every herb of the land, even all that the hail hath left. And Moshe and Moses stretched forth his rod over the land of Mitzrayim. And Yahuwah and Jehovah brought an east wind upon the land all that day and all night. When it was morning, the east wind brought the locusts. And the locusts went up over all the land of Mitzrayim and rested in all the coast of Mitzrayim. Very grievous. Before them there were no such locusts as they, neither after them shall be such. For they cover the land, they cover the face of the whole earth. For they covered the face of the whole earth so that the land was darkened. And they did eat every herb of the land and all the fruits of the trees which the hail had left. And there remained not any green thing in the trees or in the herbs or of the field throughout all the land of Mitzrayim. Then Pharaoh called Moshe and Aharon in haste. And he said, I have sinned, I have acted up against Yahuwah, against Jehovah, Yal Elohim, true God, your nature, and against you, and against y'all. Why am I here, Paro, Alikro, Limoshe, Ule Aharon? Then Pharaoh called for Moses and Aharon and Aaron in haste. Why am I here, Paro, Likro, Limoshe, Ule Aharon? Why Omer, Chatati, Allah Yehovah, Elohekem, We Elachem. And he said, Vayomer, and he said, I have sinned, I have acted up, Chatati, I have sinned against Jehovah, Yal Elohim, Chatati, Alayowa Elohechem, and against you, against Yal, Elachem. Now, therefore, forgive
I pray the I, my sin, my uckery, only this once, and entreat Yahweh Elohim, Jehovah Yal Elohim, that he may take away from me this death, 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 this death, this death, this death, this death, this death, only, 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 only. With Atta, Sa, Na, Chata, Ti, Ak, Ha, Pa'am, with Ha, Ha, Iti, Ru, La, Yahuwah, Elohekem, with Ya sera me alai raka eta ha maveta hazeta 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 hazeta. Now, therefore, forgive. We ata sa na. Now forgive. Now, therefore, forgive. I pray that I. We ata sa na chata eti aka hapa'am. Now, therefore, forgive, I pray that I, my sin, my uckery, only this once. We ha etiru la Yahuwah Elohekem, and entreat Jehovah Yal Elohim. We yasera me alai rak. That he may take away from me, hamaveta haze, that he may take away from me this death, hamaveta haze, this death only. And he went out from Paro, from Pharaoh, and entreated Yahuwah, Jehovah. And Jehovah turned a mighty strong west wind, which took away the locusts and cast them into the Yam Suf, the Sea of Reeds, Etarabahir, the Eritrean Sea. There remained not one locust in all the coast of Mitzrayim. But Yahuwah, Jehovah, hardened Paro, Pharaoh's heart, so that he would not let the Bnei Yisrael, the children of Israel, go. The contest with Paro, with Pharaoh, the 12th miracle, 12th miracle, the 9th judgment, verse 21. And Yahuwah and Jehovah said to Moshe, and Jehovah said to Moses, stretch out thine hand toward heaven, that there may be darkness over the land of Mitzrayim. Even darkness may be felt. Vayomeri Yehovah el Moshe, nitei yadika, stretch out thine hand, nitei yadika, Allah ha shamayim, stretch out thine hand toward heaven, nitei yadika, Allah ha shamayim. We hear Hosheka Allah Eret Amitraim. Wayamesh Hoshek. Stretch out thine hand toward heaven, that there may be Hoshek, darkness over the land of Mitzrayim, even Hoshek, even darkness which may be felt. Wayamesh Hoshek. And Moshe stretched forth his hand toward Shemayim, toward heaven. And there was thick darkness in all the land of Mitzrayim 3 days. They saw not one another, neither rose any from his place for 3 days. But all the Bnei Yisrael, all the children, the sons of Yisrael, had light in their dwelling. Lo rau ish et achiyo. They saw not one another. Lo rau saw not ish man et achiyo. They saw not man his brother. Lo rao isha et achiyo, we lo kamu isha miatachetayo. Neither rose any from his place. Shloshet yamim,
for 3 days. Ulla kala b'nei Yisrael haya or be Moshe botam. But all the children of Yisrael, but all the sons, the children of Yisrael, haya or, let there be light, had light, haya or, their moshavotam, in their moshavotam, in their
dwelling. Lord of mercy, Lord of mercy, please have mercy. Hey, call Mr. Martin, tell him to build me a million coffins. Hey, call Mr. Martin, we're just starting out this killing season. Hey,
it's Willie.
Sabbatical study, this I Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong,
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 Shabbat
strong.
Yes, 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 they better call on Ha'adon, yes, for salvation, here, the third day Aliyah, right here.
And here, Shema Yisrael, here for the Shalishi, here for the third Aliyah, third reading, third up offering, here for this Shabbat, Sabbath, go. Here picking up with the second book of Moshe, the Hebrew book that is called Exodus. Exodus chapter 10, here at verse 24, for the Shalishi Aliyah, for the third reading, third up offering here from the Sefer Shemot Bo, picking up with Exodus chapter 10, verse 24, the contest with Pharaoh, the fourth compromise, refused. Vayikra Pharaoh el Moshe vayomer leko. Ivudu et Yehovah raka sonkem uva karkem yutzaga gamat apkem yelecha imakem. And Pharaoh called to Moses and said, go y'all, serve Jehovah only. Let your flocks and your herds be stayed. Make your little ones, also go with you. Vayikra Pharaoh el Moshe. And Pharaoh, the great house, called to Moses. Vayomer, and said, Lichu, go, trod. Lichu, ayvodu, eti Yehovah. Go y'all. Serve Jehovah, lechu, yivudu iti Yehovah, rak, sonkem, uvak arkem, yutzaga gamat apkem, yelecha imakem. Only let your flocks, rak, sonkem, your flocks, rak, sonkem, uvak arkem. And your herds be stayed. Yutzaga gam tapikem. Let your little ones, also your little ones, gam tapikem. Also your little ones, yelek, trod, imakem, with you all. And Moses and Moshe said, thou, the I, must give I and I also sacrifices and burnt offerings, that we, that I and I may sacrifice, la Yahuwah to Jehovah Eloheinu, I and I Elohim, Vayomer Moshe, Gam Hata, Titena be yadenu azevachim we olot we asinu la Yahuwah Eloheinu. Thou must give into our hand, into I and I hand. Vayomer Moshe, and Moses said, Gam ata. And also the I male, Gam, Ata, Titena Beyadenu, must give into I and I hand, Titen Beyadenu, Zivachim, sacrifices, Zivachim, Weolot, and burnt offerings, Weolot, Weasinu La Yahuwah Eloheinu, that we, that I and I may sacrifice to Jehovah, I and I Elohim. I and I cattle also shall go with us, I and I. There shall not an hoof be left behind. For thereof must I and I take to serve Yahuwah Eloheinu, Jehovah, I and I Elohim. The true good, the true God, the nature of natures. And we, I and I, know not with what we, I and I, must serve Yahuwah, Jehovah, until we, I and I, come thither, till we, I and I, come there. Wagam, mikanenu yelecha, imanu, lo. Tishera parsa kia mimenu nikacha la evoda eti Yehovah Eloheinu wahenachnu lo nedaah ma na evoda eti Yehovah ada boenu shama. I and I cattle also shall go with I and I with Dam. Mikanenu ayelech imanu. There shall not a hoof be left behind. Lo tishaira parsa kia mimenu nikach la evodeti Yehovah Eloheinu. For thereof must I and I take to serve Yahuwah Eloheinu, ki mimenu nikach la evod et Yahuwah, mimenu nikach la evod et Yahuwah Eloheinu. And we, why nachnu? And I and I, why nachnu? Lo neda'a ma na evod et Yahuwah al boenu shama. And we know not with what we must serve Yahuwah, Jehovah, until I and I come thither, come there.
Come there. Come there.
But Yahuwah, Jehovah, hardened Paro, Pharaoh's heart.
Pharaoh's heart.
That, and he would not let them go. But Jehovah, Yahuwah, hardened Paro, Pharaoh, the great house's heart, and he would not let them go.
Go, go.
Vayachazek Yehovah et lev Paro, with lo ava le shalcham. And Paro and Pharaoh said, the contest with Pharaoh, Paro, the king, the Melech of Mitzrayim, the Molech of Mitzrayim, the king of Egypt, abandoned to judgment. Verse 28. And Pharaoh said to him, get thee from me. Take heed to thyself. See my face no more. For in day thou seest my face, thou shalt die. And Moshe said, thou hast spoken well. I will see thy face again. No more, no more, no more, no more, no more, no more. Vayomer Lahu. And he said to him, Vayomer Lahu, Far'o. Lech, 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 may, may,
Allah,
may,
Allah.
Get thee from I, lech, may Allah, lech, may Allah, get thee from I. Hiya shamera lika, Allah posef, reota panai, ki b'yom, reoteka fanai. Tamut, 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 Tamut. Get thee from I, lech, may Allah. Take heed to thyself. Hishamer lika, ka, ka, ka. See my face no more. Allah tosefa reota panai. For in the day thou see my face, I face, thou shalt die. Ki b'yoma reoteka fanai tamut. And Moshe said, Vayomer Moshe, ken, ken, divarta, divarta, ken divarta, lo. Osa, 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 reota paneka. Thou hast spoken well, the eye has spoken well. I will see thy face again no more. Ken divarta lo sifa oda reota paneka. And here, 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 Shema Yisrael, here, give here. Second book of Moshe, Hebrew book called Exodus, Exodus chapter 11. The contest with Paro, the contest with Pharaoh, the judgment upon the firstborn foretold. Vayomeri Yehovah nil Moshe, Oda nega'a echada aviya ala paro we ala mitrai achre chena ye shalacha et kema mize k shalacho kala Gareisha ye gareisha et kema mize. And Jehovah said to Moshe, yet will I bring one plague more upon Paro, upon Pharaoh. Oda nega echad, yet one plague more. Od nega. Echada avi ala paro. Yet one plague more will I bring upon Pharaoh. With ala mitzraim and upon Egypt. Achre kena yishalacha et kema mizeh. Afterward, he will let you go hence from Heya. K'shalcho akala gareisha yigareisha et kema mizeh. He shall surely thrust y'all out hence from Heya altogether. Speak now in the ears of the people, and let every man, every man borrow, let every man ask of his neighbor, and every woman of her neighbor, jewels of silver and jewels of gold. Speak now in the ears of the people. Dabir na bi'azne ha'am. Speak now in the ears of the people. Dabir na bi'azne ha'am. With Yisha,
Yisha,
Yisha, and let them ask, ask,
Yisha,
and let them ask, ask, Yisha, Elo, Yisha, me eta reihu, Yisha, eta reutaha, kalea kasefa, Ukalea Zahav, and let and make them ask. With Yishaelu Ish, man, Me'eta Re'aihu, of his neighbor. With Isha, Me'eta Re'utaha, Ukalea Kasefa Ukalea Zahav. Let them ask every man of his neighbor and every Isha, with Isha, every woman, Me'eta Re'utaha, of her neighbor, Kale Kasef Ukale Zahav, jewels, things of silver, Kale Kasef Ukale Zahav, and jewels and things of gold. And Yahuwah Jehovah gave Ha'am, the people, favor in the sight of the Mitzrayim of the Egyptians. Moreover, the man Moshe, very great in the land of Mitzrayim, in the sight of Paro's servants, in the sight of the great house's servants, and in the sight of Ha'am, and in the sight of the people. Vayiteni Yehovah et chen ha'am be'aynei Mitzrayim gam ha'ish Moshe gadol me'od be'eretz Mitzrayim be'aynei avdei Farao uv'aynei Ha'am. Vayiteni Yehovah et chen ha'am be'aynei Mitzrayim gam ha'ish Moshe gadol me'od be'eretz Mitzrayim be'aynei avdei Farao uva'aynei ha'am. And Jehovah gave the people favor. Vayiten Yahuwah et chen ha'am. Favor in the sight, in the eyes of the Mitzrayim, in the eyes of the Egyptians. Be'aynei Mitzrayim gam. Also, moreover, Ha'ish Moshe, the man, the Ish, Ha'ish, the true man, the man, Ha'ish Moshe, the man Moshe, Gadol Me'od, was very great, Gadol Me'od, very much, Be'eretz Mitzrayim, in the Eretz, in the land of Mitzrayim, Be'aynaya Avdeya Faro, in the sight, in the eyes of the Avdei Faro, in the sight of the servants of Pharaoh, uva'aynei ha'am, and in the sight of ha'am, and in the sight of the people.
Yes, Sinai prayers, Hashem Yeshua, you know, for Israel, those who are Israel, for the Beta Israel, to the four corners of this earth, this earthly plane, you know, and as the Master says, you know, Yeshua HaMoshiach, give thanks, Mr. Kamato, you know, for that, that was brought to I and I attention. I went and I looked up a little something right here, look up, pray. Right, not world. And John 17:9, I pray for them, I pray not for the world, but for them that thou hast given I, for they are thine. So we pray for those who have been given to Adonai Yeshua, who are Yahuwah's, who are the fathers. And in John 17:15, he says, he prayed not that thou, that we, you know, that the Most High should take them and us out of the world, but that the Most High, El Elyon, that, you know, should keep us from the evil. So yes, prayers are there, you know, and prayers always, you know, for the called, chosen, and faithful, and those who are Israel. You know, it says not all who are of Israel, but those who are. Yes.
You know we are Israelites.
And I pray that I and I also be counted in that number, you know, as we pray for others, you know, we pray for I and I ourselves, you know what I mean? For only he know who are those that left.
You know we are Israelites.
Glory to the Most High Jah, Rastafari, King of Kings, Lords of Lords, Conquering Lion of the Tribe of Judah, Elect of God, Light of the World, is these Imperial Majesty, Emperor Haile Selassie. Protect my son David as he traveled this lonely path. Steer my son far from bloody men who surround him with opinions sharp as daggers. Bless him with a vision to distinguish friends from foes. Bless his listeners with understanding and patience. Remind to critics that all judgment belongs to thee. May the words of thy mouth and the meditation of thy heart be acceptable in thy presence, Selah.
Gracias.
Yo me purify your heart and you know. It's not by how long you go, you're not here. Say that you know, Selassie. It's not by how long you go, you're not here. You come and say that you know,
Mizmor lamedvav lamnatzeyah le'ebed Adonai le'David. Ne'um pesha larasha bekerev libi.
The transgression of the wicked saith within my heart, my heart, my heart, my heart, my heart.
En pachad Elohim le'neged enav.
That there is no fear of God before his eyes, before his eyes, before his eyes, before his eyes, before his eyes. For he flattereth himself in his own eyes, his own eyes, until his iniquity be found to be hateful, to be hateful, to be hateful, to be hateful, to be hateful. The words of his mouth are iniquity and deceit. He hath left off to be wise and to do good. He deviseth mischief upon his bed. He setteth himself in a way that is not good. He abhorreth not evil. Thy mercy, O Lord, is in the heavens, and thy faithfulness reacheth unto the clouds. Thy righteousness is like the great mountains. Thy judgments are a great deep. O Lord, thou preservest man and beast. How excellent is thy loving kindness, O God! Therefore, the children of men put their trust under the shadow of thy wings. they shall be abundantly satisfied with the fatness of thy house, and thou shalt make them drink of the river of thy pleasure. For with thee is the fountain of life. In thy light shall we see light. O, continue thy loving kindness unto them that know thee, and thy righteousness to the upright in heart. Let not the foot of pride come against me, and let not the hand of the wicked remove me. There are the workers of iniquity fallen. They are cast down, and shall not be able to rise, to rise.
Elect of the light of this world. Remember now, lines of King David, Ark of the Covenant, Hebrew language, and you must, little children of the world, learn the Ashanti language, learn the ancient Hebrew language, learn the Twi, learn cuneiform, hieroglyphic, New Arabic, Tamarians, learn them languages there, learn the Amharic language. You see?
Can you see?
The English language,
see
the English language.
Join your mentality.
Join your mentality.
Join your mentality.
Sirach. Sirach, the prologue. King James 1611 version. The same things uttered in Hebrew and translated into another and other tongue have not the same force in them. Sirach.
So hear, Shema'ah, today we have a Midrash, a study on today's daily psalm, Mizmor, Lamed, Wow, Lamed, Vav. La Menatzeach, Le Ered Yahuwah, Le Dawid, Nuum Pesha, La Rasha. Bikareva libi, ein pachad Elohim, le neged einayo. The opening verse. Now, a couple of notes on this opening verse, as it is translated in the Sefer Tehillim. Transgression speaketh to the wicked, methinks. There is no fear of God before his eyes. In the Sefer Tehillim, the Hebrew Psalter, we have the English translation. Now, in the KJV, we have the transgression of the wicked saith within my heart that there is no fear of Elohim before his eyes. Now, if we look at the KJV, just here in the Midrash, in a study right here. Let's just do a little study right here on today's daily psalm, because some key things need to be noted. Some have Libi, but there's four manuscripts. There's the Ethiopic. Let's bring up the notes right here on today's daily psalm. Today's daily psalm speaks on the grievous state of the wicked, of the ratchet. The grievous state of the wicked, the ratchet. Today's daily psalm also speaks of the curse of alienation from Elohim, the true good, the true God, and the baraka, the blessing of fellowship, with him. Now, the preceding psalm, Mizmor, in the hope of speedy deliverance, puts into the lips of the friends of the new kingship, who were now compelled to keep in the background the words, Yahuwah Jehovah be magnified, who have pleasure in the well-being of his servant. We have this in the preceding psalm. We have this in Psalm Mizmor Lamed Hey, the 35th psalm, at verse
27. Let them shout for joy and be glad that favor my righteous cause. Yea, let them make them say continually, let Jehovah be magnified, who hath pleasure in the prosperity of his servant, who hath pleasure in the well-being of his servant. And hear, hear, hear. Yaronu we yisamechu chaseyes idki we yomru tami yigdali Yahuwah yigdal Yahuwah Jehovah be magnified. Jehovah be great. Jehovah be magnified. Let them shout for joy and be glad. Yaronu we yismechu chafei tzidki, that delight in my righteousness. That delight in my righteousness, the Sefer Tehillim, the Hebraic translation, the KJV, says that favor my righteous cause, that favor, chafei tzidki, that delight, chafei tzidki, v'yomru tamid, make them say continually, itinually, v'yomru tamid, yigdal Yahuwah, yigdali Yahuwah, yigdal Jehovah Yahuwah, Jehovah be magnified, Jehovah be magnified, be great, yigdal Yahuwah. He chafetz shalom avdo, he chafetz shalom, shalom avdo, the peace of his eved, as we have in the superscription of today's daily psalm, we have le eved Yahuwah, servant of Jehovah, le Dawid. David here calls himself the servant, the eved, the eved, the eved of Yahuwah, the eved of Jehovah. And in the inscription, we have this to today's daily psalm, Mizmor Lamed, wow, the 36th psalm. He bears the very same name to the presenter, to the chief musician, to the leader, La Menatzeach, to the overcomer, to the overcomer, the victorious one, the overcomer, to the presenter by the servant of Jahweh, of Yahweh, Yahuwah, by Dawid, Lid Dawid, of David. Now we can compare some of the different versions of the script, but here it's just zooming in on this key, this key, this key, this key right here, the transgression, or rather the speech of transgression to the wicked is within his heart. The speech of transgression. Nuum pesha la rasha bikarev libi, pointing here libi, others prefer libo, libo. So to be read as Nuum pesha la rasha bikarev libo, bringing out the sense of the speech, the oracle, Nuum pesha, the speech of transgression, the oracle of transgression, la rasha. So here, transgression being personified speaks to the rasha, speaks to the defiant one, speaks to the wicked, la rasha, is within his heart, bikarev libo,
instead of Libi, my heart. Now, there's four Hebrew manuscripts that have Libo. And this is also the reading of the LX Acts of the Septuagint, the reading of the Vulgate, the reading of the Syriac, the reading of the Arabic, the reading of the Ethiopic, and also the reading of the Anglo-Saxon. Now, in the KJV translation, says, the transgression of the wicked saith within my heart. So that note right there, my heart, within his heart. No fear, no reverence, no dread, no reverence. Ain pachad, pachad, dread, fear. Ain pachad Elohim. Le neged aynayo. No fear, reverence, dread, ain pachad of Elohim before his eyes. In his eyes. Getting a groundation on that opening clause right there, because this is an area of the Psalms and Scripture, very, very important psalm right here. So it's in the season. This psalm is themed the divine, the divine loving kindness, the divine loving kindness, because of the main theme is the attributes of Elohim. Particularly chesedo, chesedo, chesedayo, his love for his creatures, his creation, 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 creation.
So much love to all my friends. So much love to all my friends. When I say more, you say fire. More
fire.
King Celestia is the Almighty I. I mean, big bad sound like justice. This is Sister Kalonja passing through.
So much love to all my friends. So much love to all.
Yes, gentlemen, so there you go, Rasta.
You are to listen to the sound, Scan, more ambassador. A killer.
Oh, you know.
Ambassador make you move, so bum bum little bit. Ambassador make you rap, so ain't come on, ambassador make you move, so pop pop pop, Barrington a move, so
string up the arm and the people start to bark. Ambassador make you back, so
bum London,
more ambassador make you act, so
Celestia is ambassador, yeah, for the enemies are confounded.
Zion more than all the dwellings of Jacob. Glorious things have been spoken of thee, O city of God. I'll make mention to Rahab and Babylon to them that know I. With the old Philistine Tyria, with Ethiopia, it shall be said that this man was born there. And the highest themselves shall establish the earth. Jah Rastafari.
Babylon burning. Babylon burning. Babylon burning. They have no water. Fire, fire, fire.
Here we have today's daily psalm. We have psalm 9. Mizmor Lamed Wow. Lamed Vav. Lamed Wow. Mizmor Psalm 36. Psalm XXXVI. Mizmor Lamed Wow. Lamnatziach Le'evedaiwa. Le'tawid. For the leader, chief musician.
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 A psalm, no psalm. The word psalm is not there, but in the context of David, lit David, of David. Today's daily psalm is more lamed wow, lam natzeach, to the chief musician, to the overcomer, the one with netzach, to the overcomer. Just to bring out this sense of the title. To the majority of psalms, lam natzeach, also may be translated as the overcomer. Find this especially within the Brit Chadasha sense. Lam natzeach, to the chief musician, le'eved, Yahweh, Yahweh, Yod-Hei, Weh-Hei, le'evedi, Yahweh, le'dawi, Noom pesha, la'arasha, le'kareba libi. Ain pachad Elohim, le negeda ainayo, ki yahe chilika elayo be ainayo, limsoa eono lisno, limsoa evono lisno, divrei fio, awen u mirma, chadala le hasakila. Le hay 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 al misekavo yita yatzev al derek lot o ra'a lo yimas. Here in the Sefer Tehillim, today's daily psalm, is seen the divine, thy divine loving kindness, nizmor lamed. Wow, Psalm 36, Mizmor Lamed Vav. Some enunciate Lamed Vav. We enunciate Lamed Wow. Mizmor Lamed Wow. Lamnat Yach Le'evedi Yahuwah Le'Dawid. For the leader, chief musician, the overcomer. Lamnat Yach of David, of Dawid, well-beloved. The servant of Yod-Hei Weh-Hei. Le'evedi Yahuwah Le'evedi Yahuwah. Servant of
Jehovah.
That there is Aleph verse in the Hebrew Psalter, the Book of Psalms, and the Sefer Tehillim. The superscription is the Aleph verse. And here for the Beit verse, corresponding to the first verse in the KJV and other Bibles, Noom Pesha'a La Rasha Le Kareba Libi. Ein pachad Elohim le negeda aynayo. Transgression speaketh to the wicked, methinks. There is no fear, no reverence, no respect of Elohim, the true good, the true God. The true Trinity is the Hebrew Trinity before his eyes. Noom pesha'a la rasha bikareba libi. Ein pachad Elohim linegeda aynayo, servant of Yahuwah, Abadi Yahuwah. It has been suggested that the sequence of this and the foregoing, the preceding Psalm 36, was determined by the reference to the, in the later right here, to his servant, as we have in Psalm 35, round about verse 26, 27, 26, depends on the version here in the Hebrew, Psalm 35, verse 27. David is similarly described in the heading of Psalm XVIII, Psalm 18, as the Ebed Yahuwah, Ebedi Yahuwah, the servant of Jehovah. Superscription, first verse in the Hebrew. Theme of the psalm is the divine, the divine loving kindness, divine loving kindness. The main theme is the attributes of Elohim, the true good, the true God, particularly his love, the chesed, his love, his mercy, generosity, his loving kindness, his chesed for his creatures. The main theme of today's daily psalm, Chaburim, is the attributes of Elohim, in particular, his love, chesedo, his chesed, the attributes of HaElohim, HaBoreya, Elohim HaBoreya, the creator for his creatures. Its glory is brought into prominence by being set beside the sinfulness, the awkwardness of the wicked, of the ratchet. The poem, the composition here begins with a characterization of the godless, of the jawless. But soon it turns from their sordidness, their awkwardness, to extol the goodness of HaElohim, the true good, the true God, source, the Hebrew Trinity, the true Trinity, HaElohim, Elohim in language of striking beauty. Today's daily psalm right here. So just touching on the first four verses, including the superscription, first five verses in the Hebrew, the Aleph, Beit, Gimel, Dalet, and the Hey verse, which is the portraits of the Jahless, the portraits. What are the portraits of the Jahless? Noom Pesha'a La Rasha Bik Reba Libi. Transgression speaketh to the wicked, methinks, Bekareb Libi. Noom Pesha'a. The oracle of the Pesha'a. La Rasha'a. To the Rasha. Rasha. To the ratchet. To the wicked. To the Rasha. La Rasha. Bekareb Libi. In the midst of Libi, my heart. Literally, in the midst of my heart. Now, here we have in the Hebrew Psalter, in the Sefer Tehillim, the translation, transgression speaketh to the wicked, methinks. So this idea of methinks is in the Hebrew, bi kareb libi. Bi, in by way of kareb, the kareb, right, the kareb. The midst, the karev, libi, in the midst of my heart. The psalmist and I tries to penetrate. Psalmist is trying to penetrate the mental process. I seeking to penetrate the mental process of the rasha, of the ratchet, of the wicked man, in order to account for his evil way of living. And he images transgression. Transgression, Pesha'a, and the oracle, there's the oracle of transgression, Noom Pesha'a, La Rasha, La Four of Rasha, La Rasha, the Raja, Big Rev, Levi, in the midst of my heart, in the midst of my mind. So the psalmist 99 trying to penetrate the mental process of the ratchet man in order to account for his evil way of living, and imagining transgression, Pesha'a, which is rebellion against Elohim, true good, the true God, the source, inciting the person to sin, to uck up, by assuring him that he or she, but in this context, that he need have no fear, no respect, no fear of being called to account. And here, continuing the bill, right, even this season of the Psalms, it says that the fool says in his heart, there is no Elohim. There's no El. There's no Elohim. No true good, no true God. But the context, the Hebraic context, there's no judgment. There's no one to bring the ratchet and the ratchet deeds into account. That's the lawlessness. There is no fear, no reverence. Aim, pachad. There's no dread. Pachad. There's no pachad. There's no dread. Aim, no pachad. Elohim, no pachad of Elohim. No dread of the judge, the true good, the true God. Aim, pachad Elohim. Le neged da aynayo. Le neged before Einayo, before his eyes. Not the usual phrase denoting reverential awe. We have like Nora. We have like Nora in that sense, you know, for reverential awe, to bring out that sense of what's fear or respect or reverence. But here we have pachad. It's interesting to note that when Yaakov speaks of the God, Elohei, of his father, he speaks about the dread, the pachad of his father Yitzhak. And this is the word we have right here. Ein pachad Elohim, le neged aynayo. There's no pachad, dread of Elohim. Le neged before, le neged aynayo, before his eyes. The Hebrew means dread, pachad. Inspired by the thought of his condemnation and the consequences for such ratchet way of living and doing and dealing ratchetly and wickedly, transgression, rebelling against Ha Elohim before his eyes, before his mind, before his perspective, the way he sees things. Lid neged aynayo. Lid neged before aynayo. The ayn, the aynayo. Aynayo. Right, or somebody then says, I know, before his eyes to deter him from such ratchet and rah, right, being rasha, right, being defiant. As at the Passover Seder, there's the four types of children, and we are called to examine ourselves. Which one are we? Which one of the four kinds? And one of them is, the fourth is a rasha, often interpreted as the defiant child, right, a defiant one. Right, the Rasha. Here we have the, Hebraically speaking, the Gimel verse, which would correspond to the second verse in the KJV. For it flattereth him in his eyes. Ki he chelika elayo be'aynayo. It flatter, it make it smooth. Ki he chelik elayo be'aynayo. For it flattereth him in his eyes, until limso e'ono evono, limso evono lisno, limso e'ono lisno, until his iniquity be found. Limso e'ono. Some men say that evono, limso evono, limso e'ono lisno. And he be hated, lisno, son, he be hated. The Hebrew of this verse is most obscure, some say. Most obscure, this particular verse right here, corresponding to the Gimel, the third verse from the Sefer Tehillim, Hebraically, corresponding to the second verse in the KJV of the 36th Psalm, today's daily psalm. Ki he chelik elayo be'aynayo limso e'ono lisno. Don't say perhaps the nearest literal translation, which is intelligible, might be for it, the pesha, transgression, the rebellion, make smooth. He chelik, make smooth to him in his eyes, be'aynayo, in his eyes as to his sin, his ukkery, being found out to be hated, limso e'ono lisno, being hated by ha-Elohim, ha-Shofet, the Elohim who judges, Elohim, the judge. The Elohim name, Hebraically, when it says the fool, have said in his heart, his way of thinking, that there is no judge, there's no judgment. This is the Hebraic sense of the so-called, what you call the atheistic perspective. It just goes on as it does. There's no consequence. If you think there's going to be a judgment for people doing ratchet and wicked things, it's just your imagination. That's their imagination. See, the words are a continuation of the psychological analysis. There's a psychological analysis going on in today's daily song, beginning off in the first, you say, four, right? 4 to 5 verses right here. The word, the devarim, a continuation of the cycle, the suke, the nefesh, the soul, logos, the soul talk, the soul word, analyzing the soul talk, the psychic, you know, the psychological state, sin, chatiyat, and its various, the sin nature. It deludes the jahless, the godless, with the smooth assurance of immunity. So when they say there is no Elohim, there's no one to judge. Who's going to judge? Who's going to hold them accountable? There is no Elohim, they say, who will discover the crime. The crime was done, but who saw it? Who sees it? That's their psychological state, right? That's their, in a spiritual sense, that's at least a dementia, right? Or so hates it as to pass judgment upon it. Cognitive, one can say, dissonance, deluding, and delusion, deluding themselves. Here, the Dalet verse, the fourth verse, Divrei Fio. Awain, ooh, mirma, the words of his mouth, divrei fio, divrei, the words, divrei, the deva, dabar, right, divrei, fio, fio, of his feet, fio, pio, of his mouth, awain, ooh, mirma, or iniquity, awain, avin, 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 some enunciate avin, awain, ooh, mirma, and deceit. Chala, slika, chadal, 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 chadala li, hasakila li, haytiv. He hath left off to be wise. Li, haytiv, to do good. Li, haytiv, li, haytiv, haytiv, haytiv. Remember that connection of tov, tiv, tovia, haytiv, to do good, haytiv, haytiv. Hayti, to do that good of Yah, Hayti, Yah, to do the good. He's left off. Chadala li haskil li Hayti. Iniquity and deceit. Awen umirma. Awen umirma. Awen umirma. Iniquity and deceit. The psalmist now describes the consequences which follow from such a false hypothesis, a deluded hypothesis.
Hypothesis, hypothesis, hypothesis.
The first effect is seen in a lying and a mischievous, a devious and mischievous tongue. Iniquity and deceit. Aven u mirma. Chadala li haskila li hayti. To be wise li hayti. To hate Eve, to have the understanding which distinguishes between the Tov, the Yetzer HaTov, the inclination to Tov, right, Tov, to good, and the Yetzer HaRa'ah, the inclination to Ra'ah, to evil. To be wise is to prefer the former, the first, the Yetzer HaTov, the inclination to Tov, do Tov, do Tov, le, hate Eve. Do good, to be wise. He's left off. He's left off. Chadal, left off. Chadal le haskil, le haskil, to be sakal, sakal. We have maskil, right, as well. Le haskil, le hayti, to do good. Here, here, here. Here coming to the hey verse, which brings the first of the three sections of today's daily song, right, to a fulfillment. There's three sections. The first section is the poor traits of the jahless. The next section from verse 6 to 10 in the Hebrew will correspond to verses 5 to 9 in the KJV, the attributes of Elohim. Then we have the last section, verses 11 to 13 in the Hebrew, corresponding in the KJV with verses 10 to 12, the concluding prayer right here. But just zooming in right here, just to get a groundation here, the hey verse, Awen Yachshov al Misha Kavo Yita Yatzev ala Dereka Loto Ra'a Lo yimas. He devises iniquity upon his bed. Aven, aven, vanity, aven, aven, aven. Yachshov, yachshov, hashab, hashab. He reckons, he thinks, he computates. Right, doing the math on iniquity, devising iniquity, the hashav, hashav, right? Yachshov, yachshov, aven, yachshov, ala, mishakavo, mishakavo, mishkavo, where he lays down upon his bed. He devises iniquity, devises the reckoning. He reckons aven, aven, upon his bed. Yitayatzev al dereka loto. He setteth himself in a way. In a way, right, a way that is not good. Not does he feel a way, but he set himself in a way. Yita yatzev al dereka loto. That is loto. That is no to, not to, not good. Ra'a lo yimas. He abhors not evil. Ra'a, the ra'a. Lo, no, yimas. Does not abhor evil. Upon his bed, a timer I were used by the righteous, by the tzaddik, right, and tzaddikim, for wise meditation, meditation, ala mishakab, on the mishkab, on the bed where one lays down, shakab. And we have this in Psalm 4, round about verse 5, but by the ratchet, the rasha, because of their pesha, right, that pesha, the transgression, pesha is from the first verse, devises or reckons, takes deep calculations and computations. Yachshov, yachshov, awen, yachshov, ala mishakavo, for devising base and evil schemes and conspiracies, setting himself in a way that is lo tov, yita yatzeva al derek lo tov, upon the derek, upon a way, a derek, yita yatzeva al derek lo tov, that's not good. Deliberately selects the yetzer hara'a, the hara, the hara, the yetzer, the inclination to the ra'a, to the evil, instead of the inclination, the yetzer hatov, to the good. He abhorreth not evil. Ra'a lo yimas. Lo yimas. Ra'a lo yimas. He abhorreth not evil. His conscience is so dull, is so burnt out, that it does not instinctively recoil from such ratchet doing, from such wrongdoing and ratchet doing and ratchet con, the 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 ratchet
con, the ratchet con. Yahuwah behashamayim hasedeka emunatika ada shehakim sirkatika beharere el Mishpatika Tehoma Rebba Adama Ua Behema Toshia Yahua Ma Yakara Hasideka Elohim Uvne Adama Bizel Knafeka Yehesayun Yirawiyuna Mideshena Beteka Winahala Edaneka Tas Tashikim Kia imeka me ora hayem be oreka nire hor. Thy loving kindness, O Yahweh, Yahuwah, be hashamayim hasedeka, is in the heavens, be hashamayim, Yahuwah, Yahuwah, be hashamayim hasedeka, emunateka ada shehakim. Thy faithfulness, thy truth, thy veritas, thy verity, thy reality, emunateka, thy faithfulness, thy realness, emunateka, ada shehakim, reacheth to the skies. Thy mercy, O Yahweh, is in the heavens, and thy faithfulness reacheth to the clouds. More correctly, ada shehakim, the shehakim is the skies. The Shemayim, Hashemayim, is the heavens. I have this right here in the fifth, picking up the fifth to the ninth verses, the attributes, the midot, the ha-Elohim, the true good, the true God. Yahweh be-hashamayim ha-sedeka, emunateka ada shahakim. See the kateka behare el. Thy righteousness is like the mighty mountains. KJV has thy righteousness is like the great mountains. It's interesting here in the Hebrew we have see the kateka, the eyes righteousness. See the kateka behare like the mountains el, like the mountains of El, like the mountains of God. Like the mighty mountains or the mountains of El. See the Kateka Kharare El. See the Kateka Kharare El. Mishpateka Tehoma Reba. Adam Uva Hema. Adam Ubehema. Toshia Yahuwah. Thy righteousness is like the great mountains or the mountains of El, Kharare, Harar, Harare, El, 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 El. Thy judgments are a great deep. Mishapateka, Tehom Reba, Tehom Reba, like a great deep. O Yahweh, thou preservest man and beast, the I savest man and beast, Adam uva hema, Adam uva hema, Toshia Yehovah, man and beast, that I preservest. So the attributes begin in the heavens, be hashemayim of he who be who he be, with chasedeka, his loving kindness, his mercy, with rapid flight like a bird released from some foul earthly cage and entangling nets and nooses. The psalmist and I rises skyward, upward, to high heights. There, b'hashamayim, in the heavens and beyond them, there, ada shechakim, in the skies and above them are the loving kindness, chasedeka, and the faithfulness, emunateka, the eyes, loving kindness, the chesed and the emuna of Elohim, twin qualities which assure and I assure to all who receive and who trust in him and he who be we be, that he will fulfill his promises, his yea and amen, and that these are full of grace and comfort. So the phrases in the heavens and to the skies, B'Hashamayim and Ad Shechakim, they indicate the limitless magnitudes of these divine midot, the divine attributes, the attributes of Hashem, of he who be who he be, like the mighty mountains or the great mountains, as KJV brings it out. Here we have it more direct from the Hebrew, see the kateka, the eyes righteousness, the eyes judgments, the eyes righteousness, justice, kharare, like harar, harare, like the mountains, the hars, kharare, el, like the mountains of El, like the mountains of the true El, Ha'el, the true good, the true God, symbolizing the idea that they are immovable and eternal, like the great deep, mysterious, unfathomable, inexhaustible, as the vast subterranean abyss of the waters, the waters, the waters, the waters. Thy judgments are a great deep. Mishpateka, Tehom Reba. Tehom, the deep, Reba, the great deep, Mishpateka, the eyes, judgments, Tehom, Reba, Adam, Adam, Ubehema, Toshia, Yahuwah, man and beast, the eye preserves, so he who be, we be, Elohim cares for all his creatures, even the meanest of the animals. He careth for and he saveth. Adam u behema toshia Yahuwah. We have this also in Psalm 145, round about verse 9. Thus, the next word sound is how excellent is thy loving kindness, thy loving kindness, O Elohim. Therefore, the children of men put their trust under the shadow of thy wings. Ma yakara chasideka Elohim, uvene adam bitzel kanafika, ye chesayun. How precious is thy loving kindness, O Elohim. Ma yakar chasideka Elohim. How precious. Yakar. Ma, how, yakar, precious, chesedeka, the eyes chesed, chesedeka, Elohim, Elohim, uvene, b'tzel kanafeka, ye chesayun, and the children of men, the b'nei, b'nei Adam, b'tzel, the shadow, the shade, by way of under, on, in the cell, the shade, kanafika, of the eye, kanaf, the eye's wings, ye chesayun, taking refuge, precious. It is man's priceless treasure, children of men, the B'nai Adam. See more on this in Psalm 8, round about verse 5. There's the Adam and there's the Ish. Not all man is the same man. Elohim, the Father of all, offers his protection, his guidance and protection to all humanity, to all human beings who, in their frailty and honesty of their frailty, have need of it, have need of he who be who he be. The phrase, tzel kanafika, in the shadow of thy wings, b'tzel kanafika. More on this we have in Psalm 57, round about verse 2. Here in the section, the attributes of Ha-Elohim. Here, moving forward to verse 8, they shall be abundantly satisfied with the fatness of thy house, and thou shalt make them drink of the river of thy pleasures. Picking up here in the 8th verse, KJV, which would be the 9th verse here in the Sefer Tehillim, but the Hebrew, Yirviyun, they are abundantly satisfied. Yirviyun, mi deshen, from the fatness, or with the fatness, mi deshen, betika, of the eyes, betika, the fatness of thy house. Elohim is thought of as a bountiful host, the host with the mostest, the almighty host, in whose house is bait, guests receive abundance of comforts. With nachal, idaneka, tashkem, and thou makest them drink of the river of thy pleasures. With nachal, idaneka, Tashkem, river of thy pleasures, the river of thy pleasures, the Nahal Edaneka, rivers of thy pleasure, the delights which he provides flow in a refreshing stream, even the stream of the true Christ consciousness. Let this mind be in you, refreshing stream. In evaluating these metaphors, the Hebrew mythos, it is well to remember that the psalmist in I speaks the language of what is true and wholesome mysticism, the true logos, the true gnosis, without which religion, or so-called religion, is feeble, formal, ceremonial, and empty. Verse 9, KJV, for with thee I is the fountain of life, and in thy light shall we see light. For with thee I is the fountain of life, and in thy light shall we see light. Ki. Okay. Ki imeka mekorahayim. Be'oreka nire'eh or, for with thee, ki imeka, im, Aim. We have the Aim here. Aim like Imanu, Imanuel, Imanu with us, El, the power. Ki Aimeka, Ka with the I, male. Ki Aimeka with the I. Mekora Chayim. Mekor, the fountain of Chayim, Chai, of life, Chayim, of lives. Be Oreka, Be in by way of Oreka, the eyes or. Be Oreka, Nireh, Hor. In thy light, Nireh, Hor, we see or, we see light. Fountain of life. Mikor Chayim. Not only physical existence is meant. He who be, we be, is the source of all the virtues, strengths which give to life a higher and nobler aspect. More on this in Psalm 34, round about verse 13, 12, 13. In thy light, beautiful verse here, in thy light do we see light. Be Oreka Nireh Or. Only by means of the light, which emanates from Elohim, the Word, is man able to perceive the more exalted purpose of living. Remember, man is not emanated from a deity, but that true light, which emanates and radiates from the Logos, the Word, HaElohim, man is able to perceive more exalted purpose of living, the true life. The true state from the fallen state, or the light which the psalmist in I sees, seen, and hopes still to see, sight, is the light of that joy and peace. When I pray, Jah, when I pray, answer me with the answer of Shalom, which springs from the sense of HaElohim's favor, and which are better even than the visible mercies of which they give the assurance. So we have this verse here, which concludes the section, verses 5 to 9, the midot of HaElohim, the attributes of Elohim. And then upcoming, the concluding section, verses 10 to 12, the concluding prayer right here. But that verse right there, Be'oreka nireh hor, Be'oreka nireh hor, in thy light do we see light. Seen, sight, sight, sight.
Lil Raymond right here. Tennessee, y'all bless his soul. John is my life.
Love and my salvation, Jah is my weapon, the Lord is my weapon, oh. When the enemy are coming, only Jah I can depend on. When the heathen are coming, Jah alone I can call upon, call upon, call upon. Yes, I can call upon, call upon.
No Rasta. Just your man, oh, oh, oh.
Think he's a every day we play the same fast five. You think it's every day we play the same dub plate.
With the Lord in my soul, I'm so strong, like a rock on the mountain.
Yes, 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 that's from Psalm 27 right there. Yahuwah Ori, where Yeshai, Yahuwah, he who be, who he be, Ori, Ori, my light, where Yeshai, 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 and my Yeshua, Yeshmimira, Mimi, from who, Ira? Whom shall I be afraid? Yahuwah Ri, where Yeshai, Mimi Irak. Here, here, here. Fulfilling today's daily psalm, Psalm 36, right here. Continue thy mercy, thy chesed, chesedek.
Well, here we have the last part of today's daily psalm, Psalm 36, the Lamed Wow. Lamed Vav, Lamed Vav, some would say, but the Lamed, Lamed Wow. The 36th Psalm, Psalm XXXVI. Esteem, divine loving kindness. And the first verses, verses 1 to 4, was a portrait, or the portraits profiling, the ratchet profiling the jawless, the godless, the jawless, giving a profile, right, profiling them. These and those. And then contrasting these and those, the chet'u kafat, the ratchetness of the akar, with the attributes of Elohim ha-Elohim, the true good, the true God, in verses 5 to 9. Now, here in the concluding portion, verses 10 to 12, the concluding prayer. We have the concluding prayer for this psalm which is also themed and called an oracle. In the Hebrew, from the Hebraic of it all, it's known as an oracle. An oracle. I find the name to be very, very interesting, Hebraically speaking. Just once again, just as we conclude, this is the concluding prayer right here. See, it's men and evil and men and people, they seek to harm other. Man to man is so unjust. Children don't know who to trust. The psalmist and Ionai's confidence and Iphanus, the confidence in the victory of Adonai, Jah, Rastafari, the victory of Jah and Jah good over the evil, because Adonai, Adonai, is the just ruler of the earth, earth's rightful ruler, who gives and he sustains, the sustainer, the good, the generous Ab, Egezi, Abher, Egezi, Abher, the sustainer, the generous father, the good father, he who be who he be. So here we are praying for the divine, the divine baraka, the blessing, the guidance, and receiving the guidance and the spirit, the word become flesh, and I, and thus we receive that protection, that guidance, protection, and we can anticipate and expect Ha-Elohim's judgment of the ratchet, of the wicked. Right, so we have the Naum, the oracle of rebellion for the wicked, the ratchet, the agitation on the ratchet. This oracle, it emanates, comes from the heart, this heartical here, in the servant of he who be, Ebedi, Ebedi Hoa, speaking of Dawid, the Ebeda Yahuwah. So the oracle of the rebellion, right, of the ratchet, foreseeing the downfall of the wicked, of the ratchet. It's a prophetic oracle about the rebellion from Yahweh, truth, and life amongst the wicked, the ratchet, the transgressors. It emerges from the heart, heartical, from the soul of the psalmist, from the soul of the servant, the Ebedi Yehovah, the Ebedi Yehovah, the Ebedi Yehovah, the servant of Jehovah, and Dawid right here. So as we said earlier, we could have translated, it could be translated, here is a poem, a composition written as I reflected on the rebellious character of evil men, as I reflected and meditated on the ratchet, the transgressors, the traitors. Now, another opinion, as we said, is to attach the Naum, this oracle right here, the rebellion of the evil man, right, in the midst of his heart to the core, to the midst of I and I heart, to the midst of his heart. So, heartically, it must be received right here. And coming through that opening profile,
We get the opening profile in the first verses. Verses 1 to 4, if you read in KJV-wise, right, that'll be verses 2 to 5, if you look at the Sefer Tehillim, the Hebrew, but this one, the basic low degrees to high degrees. Then we have the attributes, the midot ha-Elohim, midot ha-Elohim, the midot of the true good, the true God of Yod-Heh-Weh-Heh, he who be, who he be, giving expression to who he be, his attributes, who he be, in verses 5 to 9. Now here, in verses 10 to 12, we have this on the KJV. Just to complete this here, this is almost as a psalm. The psalm's like a liturgy, right? As we start to study it and see its construction and how it's built, right? And what the psalm is for. And I know what the gathering, we're knowing what the psalm is for. So here, in the concluding verses right here, we have this KJV-wise. Let's write up with this right here. Verses 10 to 12. All right, verses 10 to 12. So in the KJV, verses 10 to 12. Oh, continue. The last line in the attributes is, for with the eye is the fountain of life. In thy light shall I and we see light. Shall we see and receive the light, all right, the streams, right, even the streams, the higher streams. Right? Not only the physical light or life is meant, but the source of all the true strengths, the virtues, which gives to life and the liberty a higher, a more refined, a nobler aspect, right? In every respect, respectfully speaking, in thy light do we see the light. In the eye light do we see the light. And thus we pick up right here with verse 10. Oh, continue. Oh, continue, continue thy loving kindness to them that know the eye. Find this to be very, very interesting. Just in the Psalm Medi here, in the season, the reason for the season. Oh, continue. It doesn't say start. Oh, start out. No, continue. Oh, continue thy loving kindness. Continue thy loving kindness. Continue thy loving kindness to them that know the eye. So is there a condition here? Is there a condition right here? Right, there is very clearly a condition right here. Right, mishok, mishoka hasedeka, li yodaeka, li yodaeka, yodaeka. To those who know the eye, yodaeka. Continue thy loving kindness. Jah's loving kindness, the chesed here, hasedeka, the chesedeka, ka, speaking to he who be who he be, mishok. Mishoka hasedeka, li yodaeka, li yodaeka, for those who yodaeka, yada, 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 ka, the eye, who know the eye. So Jah's loving kindness is not a theory, a speculation, a philosophical assumption, but it has been actually and really in reality experienced by those who acknowledge, those who know, who have a gnosis, be still and gnosis. Be still and know this. Who acknowledge he who be who he be. So the psalmist and I, therefore we pray, word, sound, power, the words of I and I mouth, the meditation of I and I heart, for its continuance. So recognizing the reception of his chesed, chesedo, chesedeka, as we speak to he who be, we be, mishoka chesedeka, li yodaeka, with sidakateka, li yishare lev, and thy righteousness to the upright, to the Yishare, upright, Yashar, Yisrael, Yeshurun, the upright of El, the upright of the true good, the upright of the true God, the man who sees the true good, the man who sees the true God. Oh, continue, Meshok, Hasideka, Le Yodaeka, with Sidakateka, Le Yishare Lev, praying for the continuance. Now, I love this verse, Ray. This is a very powerful verse, a good be still and gnosis verse. This is a very good be still and gnosis verse. Oh, continue. After all that has been said, oh, continue. Not start, but continue continue thy loving kindness, not just to I, but to I and I, and to those who know, who have that gnosis of the I. Mishoka hasedeka le yodaeka. With sidkateka le yishrele. To the upright, yishrele. The upright in heart, heartically, heartical. Ala te voeni. Ala te voeni. Ala te voeni. Ala te voeni. Regel ga ewe. Gaewe, gaewe or gaeva. Some say gaeva, gaewa, gaewe, gaewa, gaewa. The gaewa, gaeva, the gaeva in modern Hebrew. Gaeva, gaeva, the proud, the regel gaeva, regel gaewa, regel gawa, gawa, gaeva. The foot of pride, let not the foot of pride. Ala tiboeni, ala tiboeni, regel gaeva. Gaiva, gaiva, let not the foot of pride overtake I, and make not the hand of the wicked, the ratchet, drive I away. With yada rishaim, al te nideini, al te nideini. Don't let the hand and the works of the wicked, the rishaim of the yad, with yada rishaim, with yada rishaim, al te nideini. The petition, there's a petition here. Making a petition in this verse must be understood in connection with verses 2, the earlier verses, verses 1 and 2, right? The transgression, right? That speaketh to the wicked, to the ratchet in his heart, in the wicked's heart, this meditation upon the ratchet, the ratchetness of the ratchet, right? So the petition in this verse must be understood in that connection. He and I, we pray word, sound, power, the words of our mouth, the meditation of our heart, to be spared from the activities of the transgressors, of the rebels, right, against Yahweh, truth, and life, lest he and we be driven from I home, be driven from home, be driven from the true spiritual, the conscious home, driven out of that higher state, that higher perception, where in his light do we see the light. The foot of pride here represents ruthless, the ruthless, the ones with their pride, their arrogancy, they trample upon the weak. See, in today's daily psalm, the loving, divine, loving kindness and the profiling, right, the portraits and the profile of the ratchet is very, very important, pointing out the transgression, pointing out the hate, right, pointing out the hate, pointing out the pride, right? These are those that we must overcome. Man must overcome himself in Jah word, truth and life, Yahweh, Jah word, that word becoming flesh. So don't let the foot of pride might overtake I, both in the sense of those proud and arrogant ones overtaking I, or in the sense and or us becoming like them. Don't let the foot of pride overtake I, and make not the hand of the wicked, the ratchet, drive I away. This final verse right here says, Sham, Sham, Sham naflu, po ele awen, po ele awen, po ele awen, po ele, the workers, the doers of awen, 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 po ele awen, Sham naflu, po ele awen, po ele awen, there, there, Sham, Sham, there. They are of the workers, right? The workers, they're fallen, the workers of iniquity. Sham naflu po'ele awin. Dohu, dohu awilo, yakalu akum. Dohu, dohu, they are thrust down. They are thrust down. Dohu, dohu, velo, willo, yachlu, yachlu, willo, yachlu. And are not able, they are not able with law, yaklu. They are not able, not able, literally, and no ability, kum, kum, no ability to kum, no ability to rise. Dohu with law, yaklu, kum, they are thrust down. Dohu with law, yaklu, kum. They are the workers of iniquity fallen. In his implicit and I implicit faith, Haimanot, Emuna, Imnet, he and I we see, seeing, see, seeing, seeing the answer. We're seeing the answer to I prayer. As the servant of he who be, we be, Dawi, right, saw and see at this point here the answer to the prayer, the words of I and I mouth, the meditation of I and I heart, before it has taken place in time. This is what the words of Rovain, what we pray for, knowing and acknowledging that we have received, right? Even before we ask, that we have already received. He points, as it were, to the evildoers overthrown. They shall fade away, and exclaims, there, look, there they are, Sham, Naflu, Sham, there, Naflu, fallen. Who? Po'ile Aven, the workers of vanity, Aven, a vain thing. Dohua willo yakhlukum. They are not able to rise when humbled by Elohim, ha-shofet, by Elohim, the judge, the righteous judge. It is final. And their power, their ability is broken for always, and is broken in always. Glory be. It's the word, sound, and power. Glory be to I and I, Father, B'Shem, Yeshua, 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 Yeshua.
Yes, 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 right there, that last part about there, Sham Naflu, they're fallen, Sham Naflu, Po'ele Aven, the workers, the habitual doers of iniquity, of twistedness, right there, they're here, this is from my nice sister right here, Waleta Tzion, this tune here, House of Vanity, based on a verse in the scripture, the Beit Aven. Beit Aven, Beit Aven.
Vanity is wickedness. Vanity is sorrow. Vanity is emptiness. And leaves no hope for tomorrow. In their house of vanity, Beit Aven. In your house of vanity, not
Shalom, Chavarim. Yes, interesting. There's a place in the Bible, Beth Aven. Beth Aven. Is that Beth Haven? I don't know. But, yeah, that's the Beit HaWayne there. Well, that's Ion with House of Vanity and the Hebrew Royal Maharic highlight right there, Beit HaWayne. Leila Tov, Chavarim, Bashem Yeshua. Have a Boker Tov, a good rise. Yes, I. Rastafari. Shalom. Yeshua, Shalom.